Rush 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in former President Donald Trump's hush money case has for a third time rejected the Trump team's request that he step aside. Trump's lawyers are arguing that Judge Juan Merchan's daughter worked as a political consultant for prominent Democrats and that constitutes a conflict of interest. Merchan says Trump's sentencing will take place next month as scheduled. Inflation now at its lowest year-over-year level in more than 3 years, the latest indication the Fed could be ready to lower interest rates next month. Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues, and Ukraine's invasion of Russia as well.
Ukraine's shock counter-invasion, catching the Kremlin and Putin's army totally off guard. Now they're trying to rush men, munitions into place to try and drive the Ukrainians out. There is some sign of Ukrainian forces starting to dig in, while others are trying to advance with fierce firefights reported. A senior Russian military official is now vowing to launch an all-out offensive to drive the Ukrainians out.
That's ABC's Ian Pannell. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Meanwhile, Republican Tony Weed will take on Democrat Kristen Lierley in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th District in November. Voters across Wisconsin roundly rejected 2 constitutional amendment questions on taking federal funding decisions away from the governor and giving them to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Minnesota Department of Transportation has rescheduled the planned 24-hour closure of the I-535 Blatnik Bridge. According to a Northern News Now report, DOT officials had originally planned for the bridge to close on Thursday and Friday this week, but will instead close it from 6 a.m. on Monday, August 19th through 6 a.m. Tuesday, August 20th. Department of Transportation officials say the Blatnik Bridge closure is necessary for crews to complete final bypass connections that will provide direct access to I-35. Governor Tony Evers visited Ashland on Tuesday to highlight funding for road repairs across the state. According to a Northern News Now report, the road project in Ashland involves the replacement of a section of Prentice Avenue as well as the much larger reconstruction project on Highway 13 near Washburn. Governor Evers recently announced that more than $200 million had been made available through the bipartisan infrastructure law to help complete projects for 150 roads and bridges. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Dodgers beat the Brewers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. L.A. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th home run of the year in a 7-2 win over the Brewers at American Family Field. Ohtani now leads the National League in home runs. A rough night for the Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray, who gave up all of the Dodgers, 7 runs and 6 innings of work. The Brewers have lost 3 in a row. Manager Pat Murphy says his team is sputtering right now. NFL experts keep asking, do the Packers really have a true number one receiver right now? Matt LaFleur had this to say.
I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. They're all capable of being a number one in some capacity.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development. I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll have Joe Zepecki with news analysis and our Women Win Wisconsin visit, powered by our friends at Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I want to have a conversation with Democrats, you know, and doesn't just have to be Democrats, but I want to have this conversation that I think could derail where this campaign is headed before it even gets galvanized. And that's the pressure that the campaign is receiving from what's called conservative Democrats, who are putting pressure on Kamala Harris and Governor Walz to move more to the right, to move more to the center. And so 844-967-2789. Here's what I'd say to that. I think that the excitement that you see with this Walz and Kamala Harris campaign is not predicated on somebody saying, hey, wait a minute, you guys are too far to the left. You need to move more to the center. You need to move more to the right. That's not why people are excited and gushing. That's not why Generation X and Generation Z are thrilled and excited. That's not why women are excited and feeling the exuberation that they're feeling because of this ticket. That's not why some urban people and rural people are excited about what they see finally as somebody and a campaign that is moving in a futuristic direction, not to be moving more to the right. We've seen enough of that. People have had enough of Democrats moving to the right. What does that mean? You want to be more like the conservatives, more like the Republicans? Well, I think she needs to be moving more to the right. Well, that's what people are looking to get away from. Those who are Democrats, for the most part, well, they're too far to the left. Governor Walz, he's too progressive. Who are the people who are saying these things? And I don't know what your opinion is of it, but I can tell you what mine is. Hogwash. Move towards the left. People are struggling. Many of the people who are having a difficult time in this society, right now. It's not because somebody is too far to the left. It's because policies are too far to the right. And even Joe Biden, who was considered a centrist, Barack Obama, who was considered a centrist, that was what they had to be. Joe Biden went in as a centrist, but Joe Biden realized with the pressure that he received was that people wanted him to move more towards the left, which means including all of the American people. Don't let people fool you when you hear them talking about left and right. Moving to the left means you are more concerned about the people of the nation, all of the people who struggle, the people who go to work every day and can't make ends meet. It's not that they can't make ends meet because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were the president and vice president of the nation. They haven't been able to make it because of policies that have been more in line with corporations and not the people. And so the excitement that young people feel right now, well, we got a young person. Hey, Calvin, do you think that the Democratic Party should be moving more towards the right, and meaning corporations and the big business people?
No, I mean, certainly not. And I don't think Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have been shown to do that yet. I'm hoping they don't. Yeah, I think some of the more left positions may be difficult to help you win a general election. Like, I don't know, like running on a platform of single payer healthcare may be a tough road to sled. But I think if you just run on the platform of that it needs to be fixed and reformed, that there's a lot of room to improve things.
You know, Calvin, moving to the left, taxing the corporations, making the wealthy pay their fair share. You know, as Tom always said, getting money out of politics. The kickoff of the Kamala Harris presidential campaign has been a stunning success. The Democratic Party base has been re-energized. Young people are engaged. Raucous crowds greet the ticket across swing states. Money and volunteers are pouring in. Harris's relatively youth and energy contrasts sharply with Trump's cantankerous venom. The selection of Minnesota Governor Coach Tim Walz, a Midwestern white guy from Central Casting, turbocharged the takeoff. Everyone from Joe Manchin to Alexandria Cortez is applauding. Democrats, as AOC posted, are demonstrating disconcerting levels of array. Now, before I go to the phone lines, I needed to read this paragraph. Despite having served as a senator and vice president, Harris has only begun to introduce herself to the American people. The opening stage will culminate in her speech accepting the nomination of the Democratic Convention in Chicago next week. For all the early unity, Harris is already getting pressure from conservative Democrats to move to the center. The choice of Walz is presented as caving to progressives, a missed opportunity. The New York Times political analyst Nate Cohn says to define herself as a more centrist, early polls suggest that many see her as very liberal. Trump and Republicans paint her as extreme radical and a female Trotsky. The conventional ethos refrain, the Washington Post editorialized that the addition of Walz gives her opponents a clearly defined target, a ticket that leans toward out-of-touch liberalism. So, out-of-touch liberalism. Looking and supporting people in this nation, who are citizens of this nation, who need a hand up. That's why the excitement. I don't want to see the Harris and Walz campaign move towards the right. Corporations do. And wealthy people do. But the average citizens don't. Let's go to the phone lines and David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I do think, and you're going to be surprised, I do think that Harris really should be honest of what she's really supporting. I don't think she should be flip-flopping. I think
where is she flip-flopping, David?
Well, she's gone, well, I'm, you know, I'll ban all fracking. No, I'm against fracking. I mean, I'm for fracking now. She was for Medicare for all. No, not going to do that. No, I've changed my mind. And so the thing is, and what Calvin is, it's kind of a interesting segment. So what Calvin just pointed out to you is that if you really ran on the issues truthfully, Calvin just said it probably a very tough sled to.
I think that's a little bit of a misrepresentation of the point I was making, David. The point I was making was I'm not saying to misrepresent her beliefs. I'm just saying that I'm not saying that she should say I'm not in favor of single payer healthcare and then she should go and install it. I think that would be a mistake. I think that our healthcare system needs reform and it needs fixing, and that might not mean a single payer healthcare system, but a conversation needs to be had.
All right, so that's fair, Calvin. I think that's a fair analysis by what you're saying. But the reality is, Earl has always said it's politics. Why does Earl say the word politics? Because, unfortunately, when the rubber hits the road, our leaders are not honest with the American people how much this is going to cost. What's going to happen if you do have, let's say, hypothetically, Medicare for all? What happens to all the people that are in the private, healthcare end of things? Do they get laid off? Is it even allowed? Do they have to go into the government? And these are big questions, policy questions. And if you notice, Harris has not had any, and I think it's, 24 or 25 days now, where she has not really laid out with anybody as far as what her current policy positions
are. Hey, David,
are.
What are the Republicans and Donald Trump's policy initiatives? Tell me.
So if you look, so look what Harris just did.
I said, tell me what Donald Trump's policies are.
Let me just say, she just took, let's not tax workers' tips.
Oh,
that
David.
Was originally brought up by Donald Trump. Why would she take that?
Donald Trump stole it from somebody else. It was not his original thought, David. If you really want to tell the truth about it, you know, he stole it from somebody else. Hold on, 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, the fact that, you know, what Calvin said is absolutely correct. Listen, the Democrats should not be moving to the right to accommodate people who have already benefited from the nation being moved to the right. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Tuesday, Wednesday. That means Wednesday's on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Save big money on pressure-treated lumber for your outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber, decking, and fencing. All easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Choose from our huge inventory and build your project to last. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you
owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Julie from Jackson. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, good morning, Earl. So when David called in, you asked Democrats, and then you said both Democrats are Republicans.
Yeah, as always. Go ahead.
Okay, so you were talking about why they're telling Kamala, why everybody wants Kamala to be more in the center. So he
not everybody
started to talk.
Not okay, everybody.
Okay,
go ahead.
That was the topic, right? That was the topic. And he called in to talk about the topic. And so when he was talking about the topic, then you said, yeah, but Trump. Yeah, but Trump doesn't show any policies. Yeah, but. And you changed. Topic.
Well, so let me be clear with you, Julie. Number one, he changed the topic. I was talking about Democrats and why Democrats should not be moving to the right. He called and then started asking about, you know, something different. Why is she not, you know, talking about her policies? I'm clear on what it is, the questions I'm asking, and I clearly hear well, and I understand when somebody's changing the subject matter. And so this is not about whether or not I'm giving David a fair opportunity to say what he wants to say. The issue is clearly the conversation that I wanted to have and is about whether or not Democrats should be moving to the right, not whether or not Kamala Harris has had 24 days to define what her policies are going to be.
Well, but I think I don't think people really know that they don't know what to expect.
We don't know what to expect from Donald Trump either, Julie.
No, yes, we do.
What do we? Okay.
He was president for 4 years. So we know we have an understanding of what he's like as president. We don't have an understanding of what Kamala Harris will be like. When she ran for president, she ran on very radical far left.
So, okay. So now, we're there now. Okay. What is very radical far left? That's the issue with me. What does that mean?
Well, she flip-flops on...
No. What does very radical far left mean? I won't understand.
Free health care for everybody.
That's radical? That's radical?
You can't have that.
How come you can't have it?
They have it. They pay for it.
They have it in nations all over this world. They have it. Canada has it. Are you aware of that? other places, other European nations have it. So why is it radical?
And other people pay for it. That's fine if it works for them. Why can't it work for the Americans?
There are many American people who want it, Julie.
It can. We can look at how it's working for Canada.
Well, it's been working. They haven't changed it.
Okay. So when you need something urgent, or your children do an urgent medical surgery, and you go and, oh, you have to wait 3 months, and I don't know what doctor you're going to get or whatever. That's like the kind of issues people are worried about.
Hey, Julie, let me say this to you. There are people in this nation who can't get health care, who die because they don't have health insurance. And so by the time they can get to a doctor at an emergency stage, it's already too late and they die. And so when I hear people on this other side push this thing about what we can't do, they're Americans dying because they can't afford health insurance. How is that okay?
It's not. It's absolutely not okay.
But that's what's happening.
I did not say that the healthcare system works perfectly the way it is. But radical, ideas.
Why is that a radical idea?
Maybe radical might not be the right word.
Well, that's the word you guys are using.
To the extreme, I know, and maybe it's not. When you go to the extremes of situations, it's never good. We want balance. We want to meet in the middle on issues. Most Americans want to meet in the middle. We do not want extreme policies. We all pretty much have the same things in what we want in our lives.
Hey, Julie, that's why I disagree with you. What you and Republicans call extreme, many of us on the other side of it call humanitarian issues that human beings deserve. And it shouldn't be predicated on whether or not people have money. If that's a radical idea, so be it. That's a humanistic idea that human beings and their lives should be more valuable than money. If that's a radical idea, count me in as being radical.
That's not what I'm talking about. I don't believe that at all.
That's what happens in this country.
Okay. You're painting half of this country into this category of, I don't even know.
Well, Julie, Republicans are painting anybody who disagrees with them as radical. So it's okay for Republicans to paint other people as radicals, as you have talked about. And yet if somebody pushes back on that, then all of a sudden, the people who push back on that are somehow categorizing Republicans as something other. It can't be both. It's got to be one and the same, Julie. It can't be, it's got to be both. It can't be one and the same. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. Hang on the phone lines. We'll continue the conversation.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will campaign in Milwaukee Friday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris plans to rally in Milwaukee next Tuesday. They campaigned in Eau Claire last week. One hiccup in Wisconsin on primary election day, voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
So the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has scheduled a public meeting to discuss the Bong Bridge Improvement Project. According to a press release, DOT officials will host the meeting at the Superior Public Library on Wednesday, August 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. The meeting will cover proposed improvements to the Bong Bridge connecting Superior to Duluth, including concrete repairs, sealing the bridge deck, and replacing light bases and poles. The planned construction would result in some lane, ramp, and sidewalk closures. The University of Wisconsin-Superior campus police are looking for volunteers to help with active shooter training. According to a Fox 21 report, the training will be held on Wednesday and Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Holden Fine and Applied Arts Center, and authorities are looking for 5 to 10 volunteers to help with the training by acting as the students in the simulated scenarios. Authorities are also informing residents not to be alarmed at the increased law enforcement presence on the campus during the training. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey. And he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates for a whopper of a Wednesday edition. We'll have all the electoral results in the great state of Wisconsin and our friend Bill Press in the happier happy hour. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, Calvin, can you do us a favor? So I was been talking about whether or not, you know, before we can even get this campaign off and running, there's push from conservative Democrats saying that Kamala Harris needs to move more to the right. And I'm saying, I don't buy that. And I think it's, you know, to bring that kind of pressure down. The people who are supporting, you know, Kamala Harris and Governor Walz are not supporting them because they're going to move to the right. And that's the reason, you know, I'm asking this question. Do you think that this is what they should be doing? Is that why you're supporting them? Because they should move towards supporting corporations and all of those ridiculous things. Calvin, can you read some of these texts before we go to the phone line?
Yeah, sure. We have Tony on the live stream saying, this is a false representation of the Canadian healthcare system. It is popular. People like it. Same in the UK. Then we all have PJ asking, what's radical about helping people? And Brendan pointing out that we know the current Republican structure, it's Project 2025.
All right. Let's go to Troy from Mount Hope. Good morning to you, Troy. You say what?
Good morning. Good morning. I thought it was interesting that both Julie and David said in different ways, we don't know what Kamala Harris is going to govern because she hasn't said anything, but then they have all these policy things that they say, this is what she believed. You know, which one is it? Do you know what she's gonna, how she's gonna govern, or has she not said yet how she's gonna govern? You know, and also what that texter just said stole my, a little bit of my thunder. I was going to say the same thing about how, why is helping people so radical?
You know, Troy, thank you very much for the call, man. Thank you very much for listening. You know, we couldn't do this without you, the listening audience. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Good morning.
Do you think they should be moving to the right?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's the moderates. You know, if anyone's ever read Dr. King's letter from Birmingham jail, that's who's talking right now. It's the same moderates that told him to stop protesting. The key to winning this election is to motivate the base. Exactly what you're saying, Earl. And I got to laugh, Earl, because to your listeners that don't understand exactly what the term means, your last two callers were prime examples of white-splaining. That was white-splaining going on up there, Earl. Anyways, I'll say this. The centrists just don't want to be irrelevant. They're getting moved into irrelevancy right now, so they're trying to flex their financial power to make this, you know, to influence this election, and obviously to hopefully influence policy. But let's remember, these are the same folks that in 2020 stopped whatever momentum the summer brought when it comes to a racial reckoning. These are the same people that kept Obama from creating a better ACA, Affordable Care Act. And these are also the same people who basically essentially chose Tim Kaine. You know, these are the Tim Kaine was one of them. And look how that worked out.
Hey, Eric, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David.
Yeah, thanks, Earl. Yeah, I got to agree with the last two callers. I work with hazardous waste issues, and as far as I'm concerned, the big polluters don't want an equal coverage healthcare system because that would expose cancer clusters. You know, if everybody is forced to go to, you know, the company doctor here or some hugely expensive HMO or, you know, private healthcare system, they're less likely to go. They don't want to get caught with all the bills, so they'll stay sicker longer, and they'll things like cancer clusters or epidemics won't get exposed. So I think it's a huge dirty trick. And, you know, who's to say that America can't buy in bulk? You know, we the people can buy, you know, 40 billion aspirin. We can buy ambulances. We can buy a hospital. We can buy a staff for that hospital. And it's simply that we, the people, have the right to buy in bulk,
so,
and that includes hospitals.
So, David, let me ask you, because, again, the question is whether or not Kamala Harris and Governor Walz should be moving more to the right, should be more centrist.
One of your previous callers already answered that part, and that there's this phony description of what is right wing, what is left wing.
Right.
I look at it as taxation with representation. And I've lived in all sorts of different parts of the country. I've lived in St. Louis, which is semi-tropical. I've lived in the edge of Utah, which is god-awful scrub desert. I've lived out here in California. Each county that I've lived in has had its own. If you're in Utah, you might have to drive 120 miles between county seats. They have tiny little towns in there. If you're expecting to get health care and you're, you know, 75 miles away from the nearest interstate highway, I mean, there are all sorts of problems living out.
David, there's also people who live in densely populated areas who can't get health care because they can't afford it. How does that make any sense?
Right. Buying in bulk is the answer to it. And the right wing, you know, they always buy in bulk. Hey. You know, pick one rich person that doesn't buy everything in bulk.
Hey, David, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what? Should the Democratic Party, should Kamala Harris and Governor Walz be moving more centrist and more to the right?
That's a great question, and my response is no, no, and no. We're seeing on all significant issues is America wants them to go, whether from the middle or middle left.
Yes.
You know, when healthcare is not a human right in America, but is in just about every other nation on earth, that's a problem. And it sheds light on, again, the industry writing all the legislation and making all the rules. So what's going to happen when industry is making the rules and not we the people?
We get what we have now.
Pre-existing conditions become normalized. Non-portable health plans, which most other nations have offered the cradle-to-grave coverage, that's not even available. The system turns into an exclusive club, not an inclusive, thing for everybody. And, you know, Obamacare was a first step, and it made the, you know, set up a platform, you know, for them to adjust and roll, you know, more legislation into it, and they still want to remove it. So, you know, this coming from a group who professed themselves to be a right to life, it's just crazy.
Well, so Mike, how can it be called radical to say that health care is a human right? How is that radical?
Because they want to demonize it and they want to divide it.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Karina. Good morning to you, Karina. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. Well, the first thing I want to say to you about the Trump being a president, we knew he already been a president, and we know how he's going to gather. Well, you want to go back? I mean, really, we know what he's going to do, and it's probably going to be worse. And you're saying it's a good thing because you know? This is ridiculous, the logic. About the health care, Earl, now, I don't think Kamala is anywhere but in the middle, because there is more than 50% of American people who do not have health care. It's a middle. Just mathematically, it's middle. Okay? Now, for people who doesn't know what the national insurance is, it's, and as you absolutely correctly said, many countries have it. Most of the countries in this world have it. And it's not just one system. It's most of the time two systems where you, if you want to go into commercial system, you can go and pay out of your pocket. It is available. There is no such a thing. I have to have a surgery with my family. We went for the surgery consultation in June, and in Madison in September, and it's a hernia. The half of an intestine is hanging out. Yeah. So we are waiting for 3-4 months in the UWM health systems.
Hey, Corinna, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Rocky from Madison. Good morning to you, Rocky. You say what, sir?
I say good morning and thank you for your show. I think what's happening is they need to move to the right to the White House, right doing the right things as they are doing. They're humane to people and pets, and she's got the right plan. So, yeah, keep going right is what I say. And 1920, women got to vote. 1960, they got a credit card. 2024, they're going to lead the nation.
Well, thank you very much for the call, sir. Really, truly appreciate it. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I agree with you 100%. This, there's such a thing as common sense and nonsense. This right, left, center. Look, she's only been there for a couple weeks. You're gonna find out her policies. Trump, we know his policies. All you have to do is read Project 2025. If you like those policies, well, then your democracy's gone. And I agree with you 100%. We've got such a unbalance here. When billionaires are not paying their taxes, and you only got 10% on all the wealth, you got a problem. And this is what makes me excited about her candidacy. She's willing to talk about solving problems. The other guy talks a bunch of nonsense.
Hey, Don, thank you very much for the call, as always. You know, hang on the phone lines again. You know, should Kamala Harris and Governor Waltz be pushed to the right? You know, give them a chance. The majority of the people who are going to be supporting them, the boots on the ground, they're not looking for that. Well, they've got to be very careful, and the corporations are watching them, and they've got to make sure they don't, you know, hurt the corporations. Hogwash. 844-967-2789 is the number. Enough of that already. You're tuned into the
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hubde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I began the last hour of this show asking the question about whether or not Kamala Harris and Governor Waltz should be pressured into moving towards the center, moving towards the right. And as I stated, you know, it's been too much of that. You know, and you know, too much of moving towards the right. For heaven's sakes, the right and those folk who want to see things pushed towards the right are the ones who have control over everything. It's amazing to me when average people say, well, you know, those policies are radical. People throw around the terms radical. You know, I asked Julie, explain what that means. It's going too far to the left. Explain what that means. They can't explain it because those are talking points that force people into corners. It forces people into corners who can't explain, you know, what that means. You know, radical. Well, she's got radical policies. Name one. Well, health insurance. How is health care radical? Who made it radical? And why don't we push back when people say those things? It's not radical. Human beings deserve to be treated as human beings. Well, we can't afford that. Who said we can't? We're the wealthiest nation on earth. We can't afford it. Well, people, oh, it's not time to have that conversation. Well, when is it time? You know, how many people have to die because we say we can't afford health care that the rest of the nations have? All it requires is taxing the people who are getting away without paying their taxes. Force them to pay their share of the taxes. Force the corporations to pay their share of the taxes, and then health care can be realized. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
The reason those people talk like that and believe that, the people that control their minds, like Fox News, and oh, I can go on and on, of the controllers, they sell fear by the pound, by the truckload, by the trainload. And once you control a person's mind by fear, you control them. You can tell them anything, and they will believe it because they're afraid of somebody breaking in their house. They have to pack a firearm because who knows going to shoot them, although nobody's ever shot them, but they think somebody's going to shoot them. They're afraid of people crossing the border because they're going to steal their stuff, although they never really document it. Yes, there's some incidents where they've been a criminal, but we've got more criminals in our country to worry about than the ones across the border. It's a very low number, but we're led to believe, or they're led to believe by the nose, by that ring in their nose of fear, that this is how what we have to do. It's at the point of no return now, people. We will be over, if Kamala Harris gets elected, we'll be overrun by immigrants. Our economy will just self-destruct, and other countries will overtake us. They actually believe
that. Yeah, well, that's what they're being fed. But I will say this to you, Bill. You know, should the Democratic Party, should Kamala Harris and Governor Walz be moving towards the center, more towards the right?
They already are. They're, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are what old Republicans used to be. That's what where they are right now. They're not radically to the left. If they were, they would really do socialist programs, but they don't. They believe in democracy, number one. They believe in entrepreneurship.
Hey, Bill, socialist programs like making it affordable for mothers to have child care? Is that socialist?
Socialist program? No, that's called humanitarian.
Okay, well, that's clearly one of the things that they're talking about. You know, what's the difference between socialist and humanitarianism? You know, those are the things that need to be distinguished, you know, and you can't. And so what they're doing is people say, well, that's radical. And then we can't have a conversation because they use the verbiage that's radical, and then people run away from it. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Brendan, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick that I think we, the last caller somewhat summed it up. We've been convinced that we're not in the center when we are, and that we're too far left. I don't think it's a left and right issue. I think you hit on it just now saying the word humanitarian. I think Calvin hit it perfectly when he went back to the other caller and told him, hey, listen, that's not what I said. I said we need reform within the healthcare system, not necessarily it being the answer, a one-payer system. We have just listened to this garbage for months and the last 6 years, and everybody has picked a side. And even the young lady that called earlier couldn't stop using the word radical. Why? Because she hears it 500 times a day.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Tom, you got the last of it.
Earl, first, I just want to say congratulations to Civic Media because I think they've made a difference in what's going on in Wisconsin. So thank you for that, Sage, and to Mike Crute, who started this whole thing. Also, no, I would say that if she moves further to the middle, the center, or the right, it'll be over. She will not have a people power campaign. She'll have a corporate power campaign.
All right, Tom, we got to run. All right, thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Matinere on air with Greg Bach. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Calvin. Enjoy the weather. I'll be back tomorrow with Omar, the pharmacist, in the pharmacy with Omar on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, will be talking about the DNC and the implosion of the GOP. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
A lot of us were alive to remember. For some, it's just legend. The 1982 Brewers World Series run. Join us this Thursday, noon to 2 on the All Ball Show, as we welcome Kelly Call, producer, and Sean Hannish, director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. We're giving away 4 tickets to the Brewers game and 4 tickets so you can be at the world premiere on September 13th. Join us on Thursday.
The Todd All Ball Show, weekdays, noon till 2. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming.